Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.
At the Home Depot, we improve things. This holiday season, we've improved Black Friday. Instead of one day of crazy, we've lowered prices now, and they'll stay low all season. From decorations to dishwashers, wreaths to ratchet sets. So sleep in. You're not going to miss Black Friday. Not one little bit. Black Friday improved. The best prices of the year already here at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. 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 Talking Little Raptors on Raptors Republic.
Welcome to episode 11, season 6 of Talking Raptors. Barry Taylor, here with Nick Reynoldson. What's going on, man?
Oh, buddy. Things are going.
We're back.
Yep.
Been a little bit.
Trying to figure out the, you know, get the inconsistencies down.
You know what?
It's like the team.
It's okay. Being busy is better than not being busy, right?
Sure.
You just did the Hubcap Comedy Festival. How did that go?
Well, my voice is still there in New Brunswick.
How's your liver?
I mean, pain constantly right now, so.
Okay.
Not doing great right now, Barry, but.
Hey, man, you made it back.
I made it back.
That's all that we can ask for when you head out east, you know?
Sleep for 3 more days and I'll be back to normal.
Beautiful. As always on Raptors Republic, RaptorsRepublic.com. Shout out to those guys. Drake, here's your royalty money, a little bit extra after that Grammy speech.
What a move, buddy.
Right?
Global ambassador. Just
wow.
Talking shit.
What a
cut
man.
Cut his mic.
What'd you think of that? I didn't watch the Grammys.
No, God, no.
I don't know. Award shows just don't do it for me.
No, I'm not watching the Grammys, but I did watch like Alicia Keys, you know, I watched it.
Did she play two pianos at once?
She did.
I just saw a gif of that today.
Dueling pianos, yeah.
Huh.
She's amazing.
She is very talented.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Drake dropped some gems.
Did he?
I mean, he really just wanted to shit on the Grammys, which is pretty amazing.
And what? He had a turtleneck and necklace, did he not?
Of course.
Turtleneck and chain?
Yeah.
Not bad.
Mafia boss Drake came out.
Maybe we'll see him at a game soon.
Yeah. Bring the Grammy.
That'd be sick.
Give the Grammy to Kawhi.
Please, Kawhi. You should have shouted him out on stage.
Buddy, that's exactly what he should have done. Shout out Kawhi Leonard. No, then Kawhi's going to leave in the offseason, and Drake is going to wear that until he dies. Hey, remember when you said Kawhi's name at the Grammys for some reason, you idiot?
And then he went to the Orlando Magic for some reason.
Thing one.
A lot's happening, Barry.
Man, this was big. This was one of the moments where it's like, where were you when? You know?
Yeah.
I remember, for instance, the exact moment where I was when DeRozan was traded. I remember exactly where I was when Vince re-signed, when he re-upped.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll remember exactly where I was when Jonas Valanciunas was traded. JV.
It hurts, I mean, man.
For the record, I was on vacation, actually, while you were working. I was sitting on a beach.
Yep.
And that's where exactly where it was. I was in vacation mode, so I didn't want to bring my phone with me. I was like, I'm not looking at my phone. I'll look at it once a day. And then, of course, it was trade deadline day.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, I got to
pop the phone on.
Keep hitting refresh on the Woj bombs.
Yeah.
But I didn't bring it to the beach with me. And then I came back to the room and just like 20 messages of people, a lot of people sad.
Walk back in and have to take your JV jersey off.
Oh, God.
Put it back in your luggage.
Because I was rocking my Lowry one while I was down there. And you pointed out it would have been hilarious if he had got traded as I'm on vacation.
Yeah, wearing his jersey on the beach.
I just would have thrown into the ocean. Yeah. Fuck you. Do you know where you were when that trade, when the news broke?
When what? When was that?
It would have been Wednesday? No. Thursday? Tuesday.
It was Thursday.
Thursday.
Was it Tuesday?
It was either No, it was Thursday.
Yeah, it was.
Anyway.
Was drinking at the airport, buddy.
Right, yeah. Okay.
I think I was drinking at the airport, maybe.
Well, if I was a gambling man, that's where I'd throw money down.
Yeah. drinking somewhere. I'll top of that.
Next Kawhi was drinking. Yeah. And you're going to be right for sure. What were your initial thoughts? What did you feel?
Honestly, man, I was like, I don't know if that was great, but like, Marcus Gasol is awesome. Like, we better win. God damn it. That's what I thought. Like, we have to win a championship this year, or God bless this team next year.
And I think a lot of JV people that we follow on Twitter pointed out is they never really gave him a chance, you know? Like, they never really gave him the keys, let him, like, run with it ever, you know?
Can't run that good.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
I know. He wasn't given a fair shake.
Right.
It's going to be, I mean, he's going to play a lot in Memphis, so.
Yeah. And then DeLon, right? Obviously, the mitten.
That sucks, too, man.
Man. But I... You know, reading stuff, they couldn't assign him anyway after this season.
Yeah,
so, I mean,
we knew this was coming.
It's okay. It's just, you know, when you, it's like breaking up with a really good girlfriend.
No, this one's almost like your kids are grown up and they're leaving the house now.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, like, I don't get to see what you fully are going to be, but God damn it, you're getting good now, right?
Yeah. By the way, CJ Miles was included in the deal.
Well, we forgot about CJ.
2/3 of the GoDaddy curse gone.
Yeah.
In one trade. And it was nice, too, watching the Knick game on Saturday. They didn't have endless GoDaddy commercials.
I'm going to bet you GoDaddy suing the Raptors.
Man, what if we never hear from GoDaddy again?
I'm not mad.
Right? That's it.
Or they should just get the goddamn mascot to do commercials. Just get their mascot. That's what we need.
The mascot and maybe...
Tears his other ACL? Perfect. GoDaddy
mascot
curse.
And stripes.
Yeah. Yeah, get Stripes in there. Stripes should be doing the goddamn GoDaddy commercials, Barry. That's exactly it.
Makes sense to me.
Yep. Solve that one.
Greg Monroe?
Sold him like a soccer player. Yes. Get out of here, buddy. Give us money.
Just wanted cash for Greg Monroe.
Just want money for the Moose.
Oh, man. Heck of a run.
Not really, but God, nice to have you.
He looked okay.
He's a sweet man, seemed like.
Seemed like a great guy, but... There were a couple games where I was like, I'm okay with it.
I think that's why it sucks, dude, honestly, because like everyone was a great guy. Like, CJ was awesome. He was just so infuriating this year. But he was awesome, man.
Yeah, and he had a really good game, his first game with Memphis, too. He got, like, I forget what it was, like, I want to say 17 or 21
points
or something.
This is going to be good for him, too.
Yeah.
Is it? No, he needs to win now. Hell of a run, CJ. Hell of a career.
Take care, buddy.
God bless.
And who else? Someone else?
Malachi Richardson.
Can't wear that jersey anymore.
Nope. Hang him up. Don't even know what number he was, but put it in the rafters. Malachi Richardson.
Holy shit. Really not much to say about that guy.
No. Someone in Moncton was asking me about it, and like, we were just talking, and they called him Malachi Richardson. I'm like, yeah, that's good.
All right, that's East Coast.
Integral part of the team here. Everyone knows him. Malachi Richardson.
East Coast basketball fans. Don't mess with them.
Let's go... St. John Mill Rats, right? That's a team?
Really?
I think it is.
All right.
It's a ball team.
Nice.
Wasn't there, though. I was in Moncton, so I don't.
Moncton doesn't have a professional basketball team?
No, God, no. Moncton, I saw two black people all festival.
Oh, nice. Oh,
six good. Different venues.
Wow.
Two black people the entire time. No exaggeration.
Were they on stage? Or
no, they were in the audience.
People we know?
And both at one show, and I lost my mind. I'm like, thank God. It's not all white people.
Just
in
reach
town.
Out and touch them?
I did. Give him a high five for sure.
Nice. Do you think they have to do a tribute video to JV when he first comes back, no?
Yeah, you do it to both of them. More so JV, of course.
I don't think DeLon Wright gets a tribute.
Give him a Euro step in there, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Moose on the bench. It's going to be great.
I saw some.
Malachi in a suit. He's going to have to wear his jersey forward. I don't know who you are,
it's
buddy.
It's me, Malachi Richardson.
Are you someone's agent? Are you DeLon's agent?
I look forward to the JV tribute video, though. He was a good man. Always delivered in the playoffs.
It's just Kyle left, man.
It really is. This is a lot of two.
Masai Ujiri's just rubbing his hands in a tower somewhere.
Blowing Colangelo's shit out of this.
Yeah.
He's just like, I don't want any of your garbage.
Yeah, I wonder what those burner accounts are like now. Colangelo's cooking, buddy.
Reply.
Thing two.
Welcome, Marcus Gasol.
What is his nickname? Big Spain? I think
Big
the rappers.
Spain, think, yeah.
Is that really his nickname? Big Spain?
That's what people have been saying.
Big Spain. What's Pau Gasol then?
Hmm.
Skinny Spain?
Ooh. Older Spain?
We should buy out Pau Gasol. Come over here too. Get both the Gasol brothers.
What about Vince Carter?
Listen,
I don't. I'm just saying what I've seen on Twitter.
How many more roster spots? We have a couple. Get all these idiots in here. Let's go. Let's go try to get a ring.
Well, Carmelo Anthony.
Bring him in too. How many roster spots we got?
Is it not fucked that nobody wants Carmelo Anthony? Like, nobody wants that guy anywhere fucking close. What did he do?
I don't know.
Like, what did that man do? I don't know. It's fucked up.
It's a scam.
How can you be that horrible?
He just fell off a cliff. I don't know. I'm sure he's going to go to L.A. or something.
I hope so. It's goddamn Carmelo Anthony. Like, holy shit.
Hell of a way to go, buddy.
He is gonna be in the Hall of Fame on his first ballot. And right now, no one wants to even give him a tryout phone call.
No 10 days for you.
Nothing.
Or maybe he won't sign a 10-day or something weird like that.
Yeah, that's
Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe he is getting these offers, and he's like, are you fucking Carmelo Anthony?
I could see that. Watching Marc Gasol in that Knick game, you can just tell he's
going
to
do a lot
really
for us.
Good. Even though he's not as good as he used to be, he's still really, really good. How fucked is it that Marc Gasol and Kawhi Leonard are on the same team
and like, on the Toronto
on
Raptors?
After that playoff series last spring, it was like we're doomed forever.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow, we're horrible. And Masai Ujiri is like, no, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm going to get two of the best
Here's
defensive
players.
Here's
the heart
best
of the city.
I'm going to
rip it out.
Yeah.
Whew. And replace it with a way better heart.
Now, we should say, we're recording this before the Brooklyn game. So
God knows what's going to happen. I'm not saying anything.
As of before the Brooklyn game, things look great.
Yeah, man. We've Kyle Lowry, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol, Pascal Siakam.
That's crazy. It's fucking crazy.
That's nuts.
What is this?
I don't know.
Another guy coming.
We're getting swept in the first round, though. Something horrible has to happen.
It feels surreal. It's like a dream.
Dude, I honestly don't know how to process this.
Yeah.
Like, seeing Marc Gasol on our team, I'm like, oh, dude, this is nuts.
And he seems extremely happy.
Everyone seems happy.
Everyone's pumped.
You know what was crazy? Was Kawhi was sad about JV.
Really?
I think he actually said, he's like, yeah, it's kind of sad. You know, he was really excited. Well, we did kick his ass out. Like literally the Raptors media posted a picture, the big fella's back, and it's JV giving a thumbs up. And then they traded him before the game.
Yeah.
And buddy, in the background of that picture, blurry, CJ Miles and DeLon Wright.
Really?
Yes.
Whoa, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow. That's some conspiracy theory stuff. I like that. Huh.
Masai took the picture.
Yeah, right. He probably did. He could send it out. He goes, hey guys, send this out for today.
Yeah.
Starts laughing. Let's make sure you tag them. Tag all of them.
We have Marc Gasol.
We have Marc Gasol. Marc Gasol is a Toronto Raptor.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's crazy. What did you think when you saw the initial rumor when it was Kyle Lowry for...
No, I didn't...
For Conley?
That's insane.
Yeah, I didn't like that either. And I was also like, you can't do that because every player's going to look at that and be like, wow, you guys don't give a fuck about anybody.
Yeah. I still think they can look at the team and like, oh, you guys really don't give a fuck about anybody, eh? No, maybe not. Like,
but everyone,
I think if you traded Kyle for Mike Conley, that's like blatantly like, this guy's not better than...
Yeah.
Like, Gasol is clearly better than JV. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Kawhi's clearly better than DeMar DeRozan. If you're making actual upgrades, you can't get mad.
No, exactly. No one can look at either of those trades and be like, oh, they fucked over those guys.
Yeah.
Because if that person was in...
You do the exact same thing in a heartbeat.
Yeah, you do that every day. But the Lowry for Conley is just like, Jesus, that's just mean. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not down with that shit.
And Kyle was balling, too, after that shit. He heard
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
He's been shooting better.
Oh, man, he hit, five threes in New York?
Nick Nurse said there was, like, a mechanic, like, problem in his shot. And they addressed it, yeah.
Dude, I saw the Knicks game. I didn't see the Sixers game. But, yeah, hey, if that guy's playing, well, it's over. Are you kidding me?
A thing? Three.
So, today, it comes out that Lynn Sanity... I mean, just
it's coming to the Six.
What is happening? This keeps getting crazier.
Yeah.
It's coming to Toronto.
Yeah, this shit is NBA 2K right now.
It really is. And unfortunately, Fred VanVleet is now out for 3 weeks. Is it?
Oh, buddy, it's either going to be magical or so friggin' bad, man. Because he's pumped too, right? Like, and he said he whatever his post was, he said that he has a lot more game left to give.
Did you ever see
And then he put a Bible quote, and I'm like, okay, you know what?
See, that's, it's almost too much. Like, it's sensory overload where I'm just like, I can't.
We're like a super real franchise now.
Yeah, I can't contemplate all of this. Like, it's too much.
Yeah, I'm too scarred.
I'm still not even ready for Kawhi Leonard to be here. You know?
Yeah.
So
it is sensory overload. They are just throwing all this at us. Come relax. Is Kawhi going to stay or what?
Yeah. I kind of forgot about that almost for like a split second.
I haven't. Kawhi Leonard leaves. It's fucking Fred VanVleet and Jeremy Lin running the show. And here's the thing. I don't know if this. What, is Jeremy Lin going to wear JV's number?
I don't know. Maybe that's why.
That shit is hella disrespectful, man.
I know. That's rough. Could he wear? He could wear a 71, I guess. Flip it, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, don't get. No, you can't.
What's his hair? What's hairstyle going to go with?
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
Does he bring back the weird mohawk?
The Charlotte one?
The Charlotte one was.
I want the Charlotte version. That hair is fire.
Insanity.
I'll do my hair like that. If Lin Sanity comes back, I will style my hair 100% like that.
All right. That's good.
If he's fire for even 1 week, like how he was those 2 weeks back then, I will do my hair like that for the whole playoffs.
Man, if he wears 17, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
That's too soon. I feel like that's
it's just heavy on the heart, man. You got to make a decision quick.
I saw someone post on Instagram or Twitter today. It was funny. They had a Valanciunas jersey, and they just taped out every letter except L-I-N.
That's great.
And I was like, I'm ready or whatever. It's like, that's pretty funny.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Goddamn love social media. Hey, by the way, they're bringing back the RTZ Tweet of the Night.
Yep.
And I believe you and I are maybe the only people still in RTZ Nation.
We got a good chance.
I think we got some fucking odds here.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. Of course, we can't watch the Brooklyn game tonight, but...
Nope.
We'll make a comeback soon enough.
It's our luck, you know?
And we've been strong.
Waiting for 4 years for this to come back.
We've been strong and dedicated to RTZ Nation.
I'm trying to win an extra large jersey, okay, that I can never wear in my life.
We did. What did we won tickets?
We won tickets before.
At least.
No, I think we've won two prizes from them.
The tickets were dope too. They were like lower bowl.
They were good seats, yeah.
And then we won something else for sure.
Did we get a jersey or a shirt or something?
Did we? I feel like maybe we won tickets twice.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Really, we're not very appreciative of this fucking RTC thing.
Man, but I mean, maybe
getting those fries though.
This is just like maybe a PR move because they're.
They're scared.
Social media has just been getting destroyed lately by other social media accounts just saying how terrible it is, you know?
Has it been?
Oh, yeah. Like, consistently. It's just like...
It's just with the Scarborough lingo on the captions?
Yeah,
is that what people are mad at?
I can't follow this anymore. It's ridiculous kind of thing.
The one with Serge holding that kid looking at his shoes, that you got crazy kicks still? I'm like, that's friggin' insane to be tweeted, like, have that caption.
Wow. I didn't see that one.
I legit talk like that with my friends, and I will never write that down. That's insane.
Oh, and also, speaking of social media, I think it's been confirmed. Matt Devlin checks his mentions. The other day, he said, like, it was Marc Gasol's first game as a Raptor. Or no, he said it was his first game in the NBA instead of his first game as a Raptor, which is, I don't know, who even notices that shit.
Yeah.
People called him out on social media. And he addressed it in the second half.
That's crazy.
He's like, oh, some people were saying that I messed this up. He's like, I made a mistake. It's his first game as a Raptor. It's like, yeah, we know you're not like a fucking moron, Matt Devlin. Like, we're,
yeah.
You know? But the man does check his mentions.
I'm sure he's got notifications on. They're both fine looking to him and Leo through the game.
Well, and then, because the thing is, like, he barely ever says no call anymore. It's gone.
I mean, that's good, right? That's what we want. You're listening to what the fans want.
I guess so. But another one, the one that drives me insane now, though, you brought this up, is how he always says Jack Armstrong's name, like every other sentence when they're broadcasting.
Yeah.
He's like, the Raptors are 0-4, Jack, or the Raptors have it too, you know, whatever, Jack.
And he's just a condescending guy.
Yeah. And it's like, everyone likes Jack. Like, what don't you understand? Yeah. You're the, you know, how many Canadian Screen Awards have you been nominated for there, Matty D?
I think he might have more awards than Jack Armstrong, though.
Not just with the
ESPN shit.
Canadian Screen Award nominee Jack Armstrong. Congratulations once again.
Shout out to the CSAs. Are we scared? How do we feel about this team?
Man, they haven't looked that solid the last few games I've watched. That's all I'm saying.
I'm hoping it's mid-season. Like,
it is that mid-season. Like, no one gives a shit, I'm sure.
All-Star's coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Because they look like they don't give a shit.
Cal's going to break his wrist playing golf. We're going to be great.
Take two, thing four.
Speaking of kind of half-assing it, Nick Nurse sort of called out Kawhi Leonard in his press conference earlier today. So, again, this is before the Brooklyn game. So, for all we know, he went off and scored 40 points against the Nets.
Who knows?
I bet he's going to have a big game tonight. Even though Brooklyn's really good, man.
Yeah, DeAndre Russell's awesome.
Dude. They're so fun to watch.
They have my favorite City Edition jerseys, too. Those are fire.
The Brooklyn Nets are finally cool and fun to watch.
Shout out to Damari Carroll.
And that is the reason right there.
It's all Damari. Do you think Nick Nurse is a good coach, Barry?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to ask you this every few podcasts.
I do.
Why?
He does stuff.
I don't know. I don't know what he does. That's why I'm concerned.
Like, he juggles the lineups, you know?
But does he? What do you mean he's juggling the lineups?
They said the other day, I forget what it was, like, they've had something like 21 different starting lineups.
Yeah, but that's like injuries and shit like that.
Even at the beginning of the season, though, he was messing around. I like the man. He's very intelligent.
I still think the same shit we used to yell at Dwayne Casey for is the same things that are wrong right now.
Like what?
Like getting like a good shot at the end of the shot clock or at the end of the game.
Yeah,
like,
the ISO.
It's all the exact same shit.
Pure garbage. Yeah, that's true. Though that has been a little weird. But out of timeouts, if it's not at the end of the game, he's calling stuff. I like that.
Sure. But you know what I'm saying? Is like he was the offensive coach last year.
Right.
So I'm like, it's a dude.
I could see that.
If it's exactly the same thing, then what are we talking about? You have a better roster now.
Yeah, I can see that. I get it. Maybe you know what it is? It's like when he's asked questions in the press conferences, he gives answers.
He's very hippy dippy, though.
But he doesn't give like
super hippy guy. Yeah, we're just going to try some things. You're like, what are you trying, man? What are you trying, really?
But at least he doesn't. It's just not a cyclical thing of.
But I think it is, though. That's what I'm saying. It is, though. I think it's exactly the same.
Really?
It's just a different, like, twang he's got on it.
I'm okay
with
it.
You just got to stay in the mix, you know?
I just don't think... I don't think Dwayne Casey was that good a coach. And I think Nick Nurse is a better coach.
I guess. But I don't... I need... God damn it, I need... We won't find out till the playoffs. Right.
That's very true. But I can
maybe he is mixing. Maybe he is trying all these things, you know? Like, remember when Siakam scored that game winner and everyone's like, oh, he gave it to Siakam.
Right.
That's not, he's still a goddamn ISO play. Like, he didn't, he's just like, okay, you know what? Siakam, you give this a shot this time, buddy. I don't think that's genius, like, coaching.
Like, his lineups, his matchups in the game. Like, when the players he rotates and stuff. Like, before with Dwayne Casey, it just felt like he was just like, I don't know what the fuck he was doing. I don't know what that man was doing 98% of the time.
Yeah.
But it's not even like, I mean, who am I?
But like, dude, that's exactly what I'm like. He had worse players, though.
Yeah, he did. Okay,
DeMar Rosen, he could. Yeah, you shut down Jimmy Butler, DeMar. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
His hands are tied.
I don't know. I just did. He's just better than Dwayne Casey. I don't even know how to explain it.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
There's no rock. I'll say that, you know?
There's an elephant, though.
Which is awesome. Have we even talked about this yet?
Yeah, we talked about the elephant.
Yeah. No, it's great. Things are great. The man has an elephant. How can you not love him?
I do. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just looking for something to go wrong, Barry. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I know.
Things are too awesome right now.
Things are too good. The other shoe is dangling somewhere.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
But, like, when... How many times has Nick Nurse... beat a better coach this year? Do you know what I mean? Just guys that are like good coach. Boston's just trash.
Yeah.
Shout out to, where's everyone that talk shit about Boston? Where are you guys now?
Not good. Not a good place.
Love it. Love it.
I don't know. I'll have to pay attention and like actually take notes or something. Smoke less weed when I'm watching the game.
We don't need to go that far.
Well, okay. There is something. I just think the guy's better.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm just
seeing the similarities.
There are some, sure. But I don't know, man.
I did like that he kind of called out Kawhi, though. That was pretty awesome. Like that's guts for him to do, I think. It takes balls.
As soon as he did it, he put his head down.
Well, the whole time he was doing it, he's like, you know, just wanting him to get a little bit, you know. Yeah. You know, and it was like reporters were almost finishing his words for him. He's like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'd be terrified,
a little bit
too.
More fire.
I would say a negative thing about the man all season.
You're listening to Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Talking Raptors on Raptors Republic. Think fast, think five.
Go over to the internet.
Let's see what the people are saying.
Roy Zhao, 19. Jeremy Lin is the second Raptor of Chinese descent. No kidding. The first one was Manjik Batir. Salute to the OG. Welcome to the Raptors, Jeremy. I do not remember.
I don't remember that at all.
I might be saying his name wrong. It's spelled M-E-N-J-K-E. Batir. He's number 42, and it looks like it was the Vince Carter era, like 2001, I want to say.
I don't remember that at all.
No, but there you go.
Shout out to that dude.
Right on. Thank you, Roy, for that one. Sagasaurus Flex, how in the hell did Ibaka finesse his way onto the Spanish national team? Also, is the Raps the most diverse squad in the NBA now?
Because didn't he go to school in Spain?
Hey, whatever you got to do, man. But that caught me by surprise.
Whatever
too.
Language you can speak, buddy, go play for the team. Who gives a shit? I'm pretty sure he went to school. He went to school in Spain.
Probably just showed
to
up
play
and
basketball.
And they're just like, this man is so
handsome,
goddamn
and
handsome,
humongous.
Do whatever he wants.
Yeah, play for whatever country you would like.
He just showed up at a meeting of like the EU and was just like, Spain.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it's because he played. I mean, we could look this up, but I'm not going
to.
We
could, but I mean, who has time?
Yeah.
And are the Raptors the most diverse squad in the NBA now? That's a pretty good question, actually. We've got a lot of nationalities going. We got Canadian, Spanish. Where is it?
American, obviously.
Yeah. Cameroon, I believe, for.
Yep.
Siakam.
OG's like Nigeria, I think, by way of the UK. So yeah, there you go. That's another one.
More.
That's two.
Wow. We might be.
I think so.
And yeah. All right. Great question. Karan Sharma, do you remember what you were doing when Linsanity hit the Raptors? I was watching that game at my home, swearing a lot. That Nick game when he just hit everything.
Yeah. I remember getting very mad.
My friend was at that game.
Because... like fans were cheering for Jeremy Lin, and yeah. I was fucking losing my mind.
Nada, man. Can you guys please make fun of the Celtics? Make it extra petty. They blew a 28-point lead. Also, you guys doing any shows in Toronto soon? Shows in Toronto. Are you here for the next Comedy Records one? The Comedy Bar?
When's that?
February
28th. Yeah, I think I am. I think I am there.
There it is. February 28th at the Comedy Bar. 8 p.m. Can we make fun of the Celtics? Of course we can.
Absolutely. What a goddamn disaster. I love it.
And to make things even better, today someone tweeted out a picture of Jason Tatum, and he's got giant tattoos on each thigh.
Just two thigh tattoos?
Which is like, dude, I saw that, and I was like, trade him. Fucking trade that, man. What is wrong? What a loser.
And he's wearing the short shorts, so you make sure you see those tattoos.
Yeah, so
goddamn.
He's going out of his way being like, check out my thigh tattoos.
My thigh tattoos.
They're in a dark place. I don't know.
Don't feel bad for them one bit.
Not at all. Could they turn it around? For sure.
Absolutely.
But Kyrie Irving Satan? He might be. He seems like a horrible, horrible person the more I get to know the man.
Kyrie Irving?
Yeah. You know, he...
Why did you say that?
So, the beginning of the season, at their, like, season ticket things, he's like, oh, I'll resign here if you guys
will
have me.
If you'll have me.
There's a commercial running in Boston, apparently, that's him talking to his dad, and he's just like, I would be more... The only thing I want, or one of the biggest things I want is to see my number 11 up in those rafters.
I remember that commercial, yeah.
Yeah, and then a week ago, They asked about it, and he's like, "I'll talk. Ask me on July 1st.
I don't owe anybody shit.
I don't owe anybody shit.
First of all, fire. I love Kyrie Irving. Tell him how you feel, baby.
Like what?
Coming to the Raptors with Kawhi next year.
Oh my god. And then, and now the Celtics are like, oh, it doesn't matter. We're going to trade for Anthony Davis. And Anthony Davis is like, I don't want to come.
My his dad said, not Anthony Davis. His dad's like, my son ain't never going to play for that shithole.
So, I mean, I don't know. The Celtics are pretty hilarious right now. And Kyrie Irving just, I don't know, man. He just seems like a little bitch, for lack of a better term, you know?
Yeah, I mean, he's very good at basketball.
He's incredible at basketball. Like, just stop talking.
Buddy, you know? Anyone that thinks the earth is flat has got problems. Like, what, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly.
You clearly are not a rational human being.
No. Probably.
There's science.
He didn't even really...
Doesn't vaccinate his kids. He's insane, probably.
He didn't even go, like backwards on it. Like, they asked him... I thought he was at, I don't know, some lecture or something. And they're like, so can you just, for the record, clear...
No, he's like, the truth out there. Find it.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, you know...
It's on YouTube, man.
You say things on... on social media, and you just don't realize the repercussions or whatever. And you're just like, yeah, but you didn't say.
Oh, he thinks Earth is flat.
Jesus Christ.
But he already announced that he's going to be in, like, a movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a horror movie about something in Oklahoma. It's weird. But he's doing that. That's a real thing. He's committed to it.
What
I don't care about basketball in Boston.
What a world.
He's going to L.A.
I think so, too. The Lakers? Play with LeBron again?
That would be nuts.
I think that's what he's going to do. That's my gut right now, as of whatever it is, February 11th.
I think he's going to the Knicks.
Yeah?
We'll save that for later. We got around the league coming up.
Right. Jess Rabinowitz, do you think William Liu is looking into buying a Jeremy Lin jersey?
Goddamn insane question. Hilarious. You're going to have to ask Will that one.
But yes, I do think he is. Because
he's in line right now.
Based on his Twitter feed, I think he's a very happy man.
It's in his online card as we speak.
Sean Conrad, Jeremy Lin, Linsanity. That's just it. Sounds good.
People are pumped.
Headaches.
Dude, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, it really is. Wait, they're playing tonight? They play Wednesday. Dude, he could be in the Wednesday. They're playing.
We're home. When was he?
Yeah.
Oh, good God.
Yeah, he could be there Wednesday. Good Lord. Initial reactions to Gasol and then the Lin acquisitions. That's from Ed Edits. Well, I think we went on that one.
It was an entire podcast about that.
The Greek Geek. I love the trade, but JV. And then a crying emoji. You?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, a lot of people are sad about JV. Man, I'm telling you, when we're in the finals,
no one is going to care, man. It was interesting, though. A lot of people from Memphis, like Grizzly fans, were tweeting and being like, whoa, it seems like a lot of Raptor fans like these guys or whatever. Because I think they were just like, oh, we just lost our franchise guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, he's going to do great there. A couple more. Killer Keith, is the room on this team for Vinsanity and Linsanity at the same time? Let's get all the insanity.
Yeah,
let's
dude.
All of it. Do you want
bring
Vince
him back.
Carter
Tell T-Mac to come down from the desk.
Would you want Vince Carter back?
He can still shoot, right? We need shooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Sure.
And like, well, we still need to fill a roster. Like, we're not done yet, right?
I think there's two spots, they said.
Yeah,
apparently.
So.
Yeah.
We gave Ben McLemore a 10-day.
Yeah.
And we gave, we signed, what's his name? Malcolm Miller, who was hurt.
Right. So then there's room for Carmelo Anthony and Vince Carter.
Like, all the players I just named were shit. So we can, you want to just add a bunch of shit to this? We can definitely do that.
And
but we do got to fill those spots, man. So.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who's good that's about to get bought out. Like, Wes Matthews is not coming, he said already.
No. Again, Carmelo Anthony.
Would you try to get Carmelo Anthony?
I don't know. Why not?
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean? Why the fuck not?
It's, yeah.
On the second unit, just to get him to come in and just start jacking threes?
Do you think right now Carmelo Anthony is better than Vince Carter?
Well, that's a really good question. Yeah, I think so. I think so, yeah. Dude, he was an all-star 2 years ago.
Hey, buddy. 2 years is a hell of a time. Remember when Monte Ellis was awesome, and then the next year he was just not in the league anymore? Let's sign Monte Ellis to a goddamn 10-day contract.
That's a really
good
one.
Where's Monte at?
Finally, Oliver Vukovic, thoughts on reuniting Jeremy Lin with Landry Fields' couch to reignite.
That's fire.
Linsanity 2.0. That's an excellent idea, Oliver.
Are we signing Landry Fields to a 10-day?
Landry Fields, bring him back.
Bring back Landry Fields and his wife, goddammit.
Let's do
now,
it.
Now, a lot of people talking about Thing 6.
Real quick, we'll go around the league.
Wait, we going around the league?
Shit is happening.
Man, where to begin? Kevin Durant snapping on the media? Seemed a bit much.
Yeah, because they asked Kawhi the same thing. He's like, ah, I'm not talking about that right now. You can ask me about the game.
Right.
And they, yeah.
He's just so sensitive. He's just a very sensitive man.
Yeah, him and Kyrie are going to go to the Knicks. It's going to be hilarious.
You think so?
I wouldn't even be mad at that. That would be cool.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
I mean,
sure.
It would suck for us when Jeremy Lin is leading our team past them, but
I don't know why. I just don't. He would crumble in New York with that media. He'd be crying within a week.
Yeah.
But Kyrie Irving, I think, would be a perfect New York Knick.
You think so?
Doesn't matter if he wins. He's going to get all his attention. And how does a man with burner accounts try and call out people for being, you know?
I don't know. He's very good at basketball, man.
He's unbelievable basketball. Magic Johnson
is a criminal for sure.
I don't know what this man's doing.
He is a goddamn criminal. There's something shady going on over at the Lakers and Clutch Sports.
The thing that happened today was either he asked Ben Simmons.
No, Ben Simmons asked him.
Was asking him, right, to hang out and do some like
big man secrets.
Yeah. And
come hang out when you're a Laker, Benny.
Eldon Brand, like to his credit, the Sixers GM was like, no, like you're not doing that. And good on him, because, you know, it's crazy. But
he said, no, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. 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 He told him he couldn't do it.
What do you think about that?
Because you should be able to tell that.
Jason Tatum is working with Kobe. You know anything? Kobe
ain't an executive, though.
Isn't he involved with the Lakers in some way? Like, how is it? What's, you don't think Magic's like, yo, tell that kid he ain't shit and
yeah,
he's never
going
to be
does.
Shit or come to LA. You know what I mean? Break his brain.
I just
or
feel
bring
like
him over here.
Magic's in too big of a position. Like, it's different. Kobe's probably like an advisor or something. Yeah, I guess.
But isn't Ben Simmons also Clutch Sports with LeBron and AD? Like, it's all fucked, dude.
Wow.
They run the league. It's over.
Yeah, they really do. Which honestly,
like, all those guys are gonna be the Lakers in the foreseeable future.
It's pretty badass, I gotta say.
And this is Rich Paul running shit.
I can't even shit on it. It's pretty,
dude. I think, and then KD's agent, Rich Kleiman, I think he's gonna go to New York, and then it's gonna be like these super agents trying to make these super teams.
I kind of like it. I mean, it sucks for
Raptors. It sucks big time.
Yeah, but I just feel like it's like I just like how it's just I just really. Not as a basketball fan, just as someone who likes gangster moves. That is,
it is
the most gangster shit.
Yeah, but I think if that shit is happening to your team, if you're a Philadelphia like fan,
yeah,
you got big time problems with this.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. But like you just said, it's gonna suck if Kawhi Leonard leaves here.
Well, even the Clippers dude is coming to our games. Like, I'll fight this man myself. Well, get out of here, bro.
We should actually start throwing shit at him.
Yeah, we could beat him. I'll take one. We can.
Why not?
How big's the fine? We can get a GoFundMe from Talking Raptors to bail us out of jail.
Even get some bail, and we can just chuck stuff at them. Like,
yeah, we don't have to get up close. I mean? Well, yeah, we're up there, but
we're in the 300.
We got good arms.
If we can hijack a t-shirt cannon,
right,
fuck them up.
Ballmer's neck.
But just a giant, one of those giant sodas off his head, just see it like connect and the lid pop off. You know, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, please leave. Like, I would buy our entire lives, ruin us.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be able to go anywhere on Earth. This man would find us.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. It would be horrible for the league. For the league in general, it would be terrible. But it's just so.
Do you think the league is getting scared of this shit?
Yeah, they have to be.
But it's like you're the ones that are propping these guys up, right? Like,
but they're cracking down on it. They have to be terrified. They're gonna be fucking terrified. They're gonna lose control of this shit.
But it's too late.
Yeah.
Your best guys are already signed to one agency. Like, it's over, and they want to play together. No. Like, you are. It's over, dude.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It's nuts.
From there,
dude. From man, like, you gotta go back and watch that LeBron documentary. He just made all his friends like
so
his
smart,
team.
Man. He's so smart. He's a fucking.
This guy runs the NBA now.
It's a G.
And he's not quiet. He like remember when what's his name? Harrison Barnes got traded mid game, like LeBron posted shit.
Yeah. Snapped. It's like cool as hell to see, but it's not.
Yeah, it's awesome just from a entrepreneur standpoint. Yeah,
entrepreneur,
you know what I mean?
Just like a moment in history, you know what I mean? It's
this
is when the players took over the
league.
It's like, ooh. As a basketball fan, that's not good.
No, it's not
good. We've also got Masai Ujiri, so as long as we have that man, I'm confident we can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Buddy, we got Marc Gasol and Kawhi Leonard right now. Jeremy Lin's on the way.
It's pretty insane. But you can say that to our Raptors.
All right.
Wait, did we talk about the Bucks? Yeah, Bucks are terrifying.
They're really good.
They're terrifying.
They're a problem.
Yeah, they added a good player. I'm
like the perfect piece.
I'm terrified. Wish we got that guy. Jeremy Lin's fine. Oh, well, okay.
We got
seem to be keeping pace here.
Buddy, we got Linsanity. I'm almost positive it was William Liu sent this out when the Raptors acquired Gasol, though, is that the Bucks' whole offense or defense is based on like shutting down the paint, and then he just played like this highlight reel of Gasol whipping passes out of the pick and roll and stuff and off the elbow, and I was just like, oh, okay, this is definitely gonna help.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's terrifying. It's a problem.
And yeah, I'm sure, I don't even have to ask you a question. You know, this was a calculated move. It wasn't a reactionary move, right?
I believe that Masai
was like, no, we need this because this team plays like this, right?
I agree. Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah,
I agree too. Like, I think there's a
like,
plan.
Well, they're doing something, we got to do something.
And there's a plan. Like, it's obviously.
Yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
Let's throw Jeremy Lin in the mix, see what happens.
I really wish Masai Ujiri was running the province of Ontario. Yeah. Or the country of Canada, really.
Give him
the keys.
Prime ministership, sure.
Done. But for now, we'll just wait till the NBA championship.
Yep, right. It's coming. Get the parade ready.
It's going to be sick.
Big Spain.
Big Spain.
Linsanity.
That's going to wrap it up. Thanks everyone who hit us up on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at Talking Raptors. And do you have any shows this weekend?
I can't think, man. I got something going on.
You got JFL Northwest next week.
Yep.
On my birthday, you're performing.
Yeah, buddy.
JFL Northwest.
I'll definitely have a couple for you.
Thank you.
For sure.
Thank you very much. And this weekend, I'm in St. Catharines with Jay and Anton.
Oh, that's a good time.
So that'll be fun.
Go to that. Showtime Comedy if you're in St. Catharines. That's a hell of a show.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday. Should be all right. That's it. We're good.
Big Spain.
Big Spain. Let's go Raptors.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply. Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.